Welcome, welcome everyone to Loyalty Speaks. Tonight's segment is going to be about creating a healthy relationship environment. The first step to creating a healthy relationship environment is be brutally honest. Don't hold anything back. The worst thing you can do to hurt your person is lying to them. There is that saying, you know, what's done in the dark comes to the light. Sit down with your person to express your concerns. If this person loves you, they will make the required adjustments to make sure that the relationship works, not only works, but lasts. The second step is having date night at least once a week. Once a week, guys. Take your person somewhere special, whether it be their favorite restaurant, or you can keep it spicy and take them somewhere new, perhaps. Give them a reason to fix themselves up, wear their favorite outfit. You know, if it's a woman, you're a man, and you're dealing, you know, with a woman, you know. Give her a reason to, you know, get her eyelashes done, fingernails done, wear her favorite perfume, your favorite perfume that you like to smell on her. Things like that, you know, just to keep the spice in the relationship, to keep it fresh. Step three. Send gifts out of the blue for no reason at all. This could be a teddy bear, could be a watch, flowers, or edible arrangements. Like, if you don't have the money, you know, to purchase, to put into, you know, edible arrangements or whatever, because I know these things could be a little pricey, then you can get something that is, you know, it doesn't cost much. Like, go to your nearest dollar store. You can buy a card and make sure that you leave a heartfelt message on it for your person. Step four, keep other people out of your relationship. This is something that I have learned the hard way, guys. Not everybody wants to see you happy. Not everyone wants to see you win. Sometimes it could be the people that's closest to you, your family, your friends, you know, that don't want your relationship to work. And it can be for any reason. You know, maybe some of the people that you're surrounded by, they have relationship issues. They don't know how to get through their own relationship issues. So they're going to give you the most horrible advice they can give. And then it's going to be other people, you know, that's bitter. You know, they don't want to see other people happy because they're living in misery. They don't know how to get themselves out of that misery. So they want you to feel the same thing. They want you to harbor, you know, their feelings, their emotions, and their aura. And you have to protect yourself. You have to protect your relationship. You know, I remember just, like, going through some things or whatever with my children's parent, father, and just involving too many people or whatever. And that was the main thing that hurt our relationship, because everybody had an opinion. Everybody wanted to, you know, put their say so. They wanted to step in and, you know, do different things or whatever to try to hurt the other person. Say, like, if it was his family member, you know, and they felt like we were going through it, they automatically took his side, or, you know, vice versa for my family members and stuff like that. And that's another thing that can happen, guys, when involving other people, like especially the people that you love. If they are territorial about you, they are not really going to care in the beginning who's wrong. They're going to look at your person like they're wrong, regardless of who is wrong. And that may affect the relationship that your family and friends have with your person, you know, in the future. So keep in mind, you know, what you're putting other people into. I'm not saying that if you're going through an abusive relationship not to tell other people, because that is something that is severe. And that's something that you guys need to speak out to other people about, need to obtain the necessary help, therapy, maybe another place to live, or whatever it is that you need to do that's required for you to get out of the relationship. But if you're just going through minor issues, guys, just keep in mind who you have in your relationship. Now, which brings me into the most important step. which is praying together. If you guys come and listen to my station, you will all eventually know that I am crazy over God. Like, without God, I couldn't do anything. Without God, none of us could do anything. Nothing's possible. You know, I don't care what anybody thinks. He's the source. He's the reason for everything that we have. He's the reason I'm able to sit here and talk to you guys right now. God is who is going to hold your relationship together. If God placed y'all together, he will hold y'all together. So praying is most important. Praying, getting into service, going to church, finding something to put yourself in. You know, I attended church, a great church down here in Gastonia, North Carolina, where I actually fell in love with the service. And I started volunteering, started working in the children's classroom around the kids and, you know, just trying to put my time and effort in what I believe and what I love. And that helps. It helps your life. It helps your mood. You know, like for people who are experiencing depression, who feel like, you know, you don't know how to see yourself through certain issues you're going through. Personally, individually, and in your relationship, God is the way. So, you guys, thank you for joining in. Please stay tuned for our next segment, which is going to be about dealing with toxic traits in a relationship, how to get through those toxic traits, and how to work together, and whether or not to know if the relationship is worth saving or going your separate ways. Thanks for listening to Loyalty Speaks. You all have a great night.